Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Availabilities today versus media availabilities for tomorrow. Today's media availabilities included someone from the USGA and also included Lieutenant Governor Mike Steck. Now, for Mark Lawrence, that would be jackpot day at the ballpark. For Steve Jones, doing sports, no. I'm sure the Lieutenant Governor is an absolutely super guy and fun to talk to. But that's not the reason we're going. Okay. Because Tuesday's availability includes Michelle Wee, Lexi Thompson, Paula Kramer, Lydia Ko, MB Park. Like the players. So, since they're going to have extensive availabilities tomorrow, we're going to do the show there tomorrow. I realize in our world, common sense doesn't usually set in, but this is how it's going to work and why we're going to do it. Lancaster Country Club, which is not that far from where we are. Here in the valley. But it's a par 70 course. And the course rating is 79. The slope is 149. The max slope you can have at a course is, what, 155? 149 is pretty extensive. Oh. I know where I play, the slope rating is 131. Which is pretty good, as a matter of fact. But this is 149. Wow. And it's set up to be 6,483 yards. And they'll change it from day to day. So that'll be tomorrow. The United States Women's World Cup. They won it yesterday. Joey Gallino, YahooSports.com, is going to join us in the next half hour to talk about the U.S. victory and the state of women's soccer in this country. We'll do that in the next hour of the show, next half hour of the show, as a matter of fact. And that'll be fun for us to get into.
It was a fun match, Steve. I'm not a soccer fan myself, but catching the little bits that I did, it was exciting, and it's, you know, I felt like a great cap to a 4th of July weekend for sure.
Oh, no question. They went out last night. It was 3-0. You had your feet up the rest of the night. Yeah, I'll enjoy this. Even when Japan scored to make it 4-2, I mean, Lloyd got it right back? No, it wasn't Lloyd. It was Tatum got it right back. Right away, bang. 5-2, you're like, yeah, this is nice and easy. But let's not take it for more than it is. When it comes to popularity of soccer in this country, it is growing. There's no question. But there's also, you have to be realistic about it, too. While the popularity of soccer in this country is growing, and there are 2 million girls that play soccer across this country, the bottom line is the big rating occurs because of the name on the front of the jersey and very little to do with the names in the back of the jersey. And You know, Abby Wambach has been a great player. Penn State's Allie Krieger continues to be a great player. Carly Lloyd out of Rutgers continues to be a great player. But that's just part of the fabric of them playing for the United States. And they will capture the hearts of America in 2016 at the Olympics in Rio. And then it'll happen again for them in 2019 in France. And that's just a fact of life in the sport. The fact that the Women's World Cup now is extremely interesting to most people, myself included. I mean, I didn't miss when they played. When they played, if I was available to watch, if I was broadcasting a game, you can't watch it when you're broadcasting your own game. I think everyone understands that. But when they're on and I was available to watch, I watched. And I watched because it was the United States playing. Fabulous sport to watch. Great sport to watch. But in all fairness, if there happened to be a match in the women's professional league going on, which there is a women's professional league, would I watch? And the answer is probably no. And only because that's just a choice I make as a viewer. But if they're playing for the United States, I'm fully engaged. That makes me a casual fan. And it's one of those it's one of those things where, again, what makes a big rating? The rating yesterday was 15+, which is tremendous. 15+ is a huge rating. We're going to have Steve Samsel on the show coming up on Wednesday to talk about the ratings we're seeing about ESPN and what's happening with them, because it appears that they are cutting some money back. Fox cut back on their news updates because they're trying to save money. And rights fees are higher than ever. The Big Ten is about to be the next major commodity to have its rights come up. And we're about a year away from probably finding out exactly what the selection will be for the Big Ten. I think now, after seeing the World Cup get tremendous ratings, because look, the World Cup had never been on Fox before. And obviously fans found it. And the United States Open had never been on Fox before, and fans found it. So the question is, if the Big Ten goes over to Fox, what about the fans finding it? And a major issue for Big Ten football versus Big Ten basketball, a big issue for Big Ten football is that a lot of people do not realize is that only 5 regular season Big Ten games were on ESPN last year. Now, you had games on ESPNU and ESPN2. Let me give you an example of the impact of ESPN versus ESPN2. Outside the Lines, which is currently on ESPN, had been on ESPN2, now is on ESPN. There is some talk that Outside Lines may go back to ESPN2. That would mean watching the total viewership get cut in half. When they were on ESPN2, they were garnering 160,000 viewers. On ESPN, they're garnering 335,000 viewers. For whatever reason, ESPN2, which is right now the number 3, and occasionally, but for the most part, is the number 3 cable sports network. NBC Sportsnet's number 2. For whatever reason, ESPN2 does not draw in the viewership the way ESPN1 does. And the vast majority of Big Ten games, I mean, are almost all Big Ten games are not on ESPN. They're either on ABC, ESPN2, or ESPNU, or the Big Ten Network. Only five Big Ten games were on ESPN last year. Five. More about this in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News, Euro leaders meet again to discuss next steps on addressing the inability of Greece to pay its debts. Who will get hurt the most, and are there any winners? Also, how the Republican debate selection process is changing how candidates campaign, and what today's young adults fear more than death. Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News. Join us for This Morning, America's First News, weekday mornings at 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When your day begins, start with WKOK.com. You grab your phone anyway, so visit the mobile-friendly WKOK.com for news, AccuWeather, and all the info you need each day. Catch up with past interviews from WKOK Sunrise, listen to previous On the Mark shows, and more. Then visit WKOK.com later in the day to find out what's been happening. It's all the information you need each morning and throughout the day from News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hi, I'm Stu Schroeder with the Friends of Shikellamy State Park, and I would like to personally invite you to our next event at the marina. On Thursday, July 16th, from 6 to 8:30, we will have Nate and the Aces at the Overlook. Nate is a Seals Grove native who knows how to bring the blues home. Farrell Winery will provide a selection of their wines for tasting. We have a full schedule of events planned this summer, so come join us. For more information, go to friendsofshikellamystatepark.org.
Kevin right now is vacationing somewhere in the south of France. Yep. Out again. Kyle's here. Yeah, Kyle's here today. I mean, Kyle always logs heavy innings. Some people just show up when called upon. Yeah, but you're out there logging the heavy innings, my man. Logging heavy innings. All right. Great to have you with us today. We'll do the show Lancaster Country Club coming up tomorrow. And then coming up on Wednesday, Steve Samsel on media, because so much is going on right now in that area. And we're also going to have Joey Galino coming up in a few minutes, talking about yesterday's World Cup victory. The World Cup did extremely well in the ratings. 15 rating. Tremendous. You're saying, well, what does this mean for the popularity of the sport? Well, every time something like this happens, it is a step forward for the sport. There's no question about that. But the name of the jersey means exponentially more than the name of the back of the jersey when it comes to something like this. And that's what is so important about World Cups, Olympics, and things like that. For example, Kevin talks about the Olympics and loves the Olympics and so on and so forth, but we're only as a country interested in the Olympics and the Olympic sports when the Olympics are taking place. I'll watch. When I'm not working and have time, I'll watch when it comes to the Olympic Games, enjoy it like everybody else. The rest of the time, they can have all the swim meets they want. All right, fine. If it's on, I'm not going to watch it. But when it comes time for the Olympics and they have the same swim meet, I'm right there. I'm right there at the pool watching like everybody else is. It's just the way it is. But you know what? What's interesting is we have such a variety in sports today. And I think that, for example, there's some people when they talk about sports, I always tell my class what you need to do is you need to find out what makes your area tick. And what do they like? Every place has their own likes and dislikes. For example, NASCAR is going to be one that we can talk about NASCAR anytime. There are plenty of NASCAR fans around here, and Pocono is just down the road. It's not that far away. We've done the show from Pocono International Raceway before. But we have such a variety of sports that we can talk about today. There's certain things that we can talk about anytime. We can talk about the NFL anytime, you'll dial in. We can talk about Penn State football anytime, you'll dial in. There's a segment of the audience where we could talk wrestling and people will dial in on the wrestling thing. It's not universal, but there are people that are, especially Penn State's doing so well now and has become the dominant force in the sport. More and more people are deeply interested in. So if we bring it up or have a wrestling guest on, people will dial in. We can get going on the Phillies, obviously, or the Pirates, the Mets, the Yankees, Orioles to a point. And people will dial in. And there's certain things that, that just are not going to play. For example, and I've tried to talk to Kevin about this before. For example, Kevin loves IndyCar. That's fine, but it's not something people are watching on a weekly basis. But what's great about what we have now is that does it really matter in the end? Now, maybe in terms of conversation on the radio about it, that part matters. You have to be selective about topics that people want to listen to. And that's really important. And we'll talk about the Women's World Cup and their great victory yesterday with Joey Galino of Yahoo Sports in the next half hour. Well, when you have a rating of 15 like that, there are a lot of people up and down the valley were viewing that yesterday. And the fact that they blew them out 5-2 did not deter people from watching. In fact, the ratings just got better and better as the match went along, according to the meters. NASCAR ended at 2:41 in the morning with that horrific crash in which three spectators were injured. Thank goodness, not seriously. All the drivers walked away, unbelievable, but at 2:41 in the morning. There are outlets for everything now. You have so many sports networks across the dial now, across whether it's cable or a dish or whatever you happen to have. You can find channels. They need programming. How many of you would like Formula One racing? All right. But you can find it every race on NBC Sportsnet. Every one of them. How many of you are watching Wimbledon right now? Almost every match is on either the Tennis Channel or on ESPN. If you wanted to watch England play Japan in the semifinal, you had it on Fox Sports 1. You didn't have these options 25 years ago. Options didn't exist. And I can tell you right now, 40 years ago, these options did not exist at all. United States beat Japan yesterday 5-2 to win the World Cup. First time since 1999. Joey Galino, Yahoo Sports, next half hour.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The Kevin Herr 4th of July blowout was unbelievable. Record crowd this year, 2,317 on hand at his house for the 4th of July blowout. Kyle, it was great to see you there. What a great time we had at Kevin's house.
Absolutely. I'm just glad he didn't blow off his hands like the Giants player did. He almost did, I think.
Yeah. Jason Pierre-Paul cost himself a $60 million contract. Hopefully he's all right. But I'm just, yeah. So there you go. Let's see here. What do we got here? So tomorrow, let's see. Christy Kerr, Michelle Wie, Stacey Lewis, Morgan Pressel, Lydia Ko, MB Park, Paula Kramer, Lexi Thompson. That's the interview schedule tomorrow. Yeah.
Got ourselves a full docket.
Yeah, that's the, for... Yeah, that's good. It'll work out just fine. Just fine. So that's coming up tomorrow. And we'll be at Lancaster Country Club for that. Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this area for decades. The deep trust that they have built with their customers is something that if you're looking for an insurance agent, that's the one to turn to. That's Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. United States World Cup soccer team won last night at BC Place in Vancouver, beating Japan 5-2. And we bring in now Joey Galino from yahoosports.com. Joey, welcome back. It's great to hear from you.
Hey, Steve. Great to be back with you.
What came together in the final that a lot of people who love soccer were waiting to see?
I think that when you think back to 4 years ago and how disappointed the U.S. team was for blowing not one but two separate leads in that game, then ultimately losing on penalty kicks to Japan – you know, you saw the team early in the tournament. We talked about this. It didn't look quite as focused, and the tactics maybe weren't quite as crisp as they needed to be. And maybe that part of that was because they realized that the ultimate goal, you know, was still kind of far down the line. And so, you know, once the ball was kicked yesterday, you saw a team that was, you know, I hate to boil it down to something so abstract, but it just looked like they were more determined. They were more focused. They realized that, okay, the last 4 years of agonizing over that final, we can rectify it right here, right now. And they certainly did that. You know, they made a big statement, and they played as well as I can honestly ever recall seeing the U.S. women's team play.
Give me the importance, in your opinion, of the ability of to manage Abby Wambach and have her buy into what that management happened to be.
It's absolutely critical. I mean, Jill Ellis, the head coach, obviously caught a lot of flack for some of the decisions that she made in terms of tactics and whatnot. But I think something that's underrated about her management of this tournament and her coaching this tournament is getting someone like Abby Wambach, who scored 183 goals for the national team, who's been such a legend and a mainstay and a fixture on this team, to, you know, accept the role of coming off the bench and kind of being that super sub and not having it, you know, blow up the team chemistry. And that's kind of a testament also to Abby herself, that she took it and didn't, you know, complain too much. And it wasn't just her. You know, you have several veterans on this team. Yes. Christy Rampone also comes to mind, that, mm-hmm. you know, Jill Ellis had to say, listen, you know, we're going to go with these younger girls. We're going to, you know, reshape the team a little bit, you know, before the tournament and on the fly. And because she was able to manage those egos that are in that locker room, just like every locker room in sports, it proved critical. And it was a masterful job, you know. So whatever flack she gets for the tactics on the field, off the field, she did an incredible job.
The fact that they didn't win 4 years ago, did it help her in managing that, saying, hey, look, do you want to win or not?
I definitely think so. Abby Wambach had a couple interviews this morning where she didn't outright say that, but she sort of alluded to that fact. You know, she even went as far as to refer to herself as a narcissist who always wants to be, you know, always thinks she's going to be that key player. She's always thinking she's going to be the one to make the crucial difference. And, you know, she credited Jill Ellis for saying, you know, listen, this is what's best for the team. You've always, even in your stardom, you've always put the team first. And, you know, you have to do it again now by accepting this role of coming off the bench. And, you know, to Abby's credit, she did that.
Next World Cup for the women will be in France in 2019. Now, if obviously everyone stays healthy, what percentage of this team do you think moves forward to 2019?
That's the interesting thing, obviously. You know, soccer is a little bit different in this regard from other sports where, you know, 1 year, let's use Penn State football as an example, you know certain guys are going to graduate or certain guys are going to jump to the NFL, but you kind of have a good idea because it's the very next year of who is going to be on the team and in what position. And when you're talking about soccer, obviously the big thing for a lot of people in this country is the World Cup, both the men's and women's. So 4 years from now, there could be a lot of new names out there. I think Abby Wambach is definitely – she's probably not going to come back. She's going to be 39 years old. It's tough to envision a player at a position like striker where there's so much pace and you know, speed and ability involved to get a spot like that. You know, Carly Lloyd, for as great as she was yesterday, she is 32. She is playing either, you know, she usually plays either central mid or attacking mid or maybe as a second striker, and that's not a position that necessarily ages great either, so she'll be 36, obviously, the next time the World Cup comes around. Hope Solo is also around that. I think she's 33. However, goalkeepers in both the men's and women's game tend to age a little bit better. So, you know, unfortunately for fans of Penn State's own Alyssa Nair, Hope Solo might still be between the pipes in 4 years. It's certainly not a guarantee, though, so you're definitely going to see some of, you know, those three and some of the other mainstays of the team have to battle to make the team if they even choose to come out at all because they haven't retired yet.
Yeah, I believe Alyssa's 28, right? I think she's right around that age. Yeah. And then, of course, Allie Krieger's, I want to say 30?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
30 years old. So, I mean, that's – Alyssa might be 27. So, I mean, that's that plays for them possibly being there in 4 years. There's a lot of talk about 2 million girls playing soccer across the country now, which is tremendous. Is the World Cup – in this sport, the World Cup is certainly it. In terms of fan interest, that's about where it is, though, isn't it? That, you know, it grows the sport, but it doesn't grow the sport in terms of being a major professional entity.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of the men's game has gone through this, too. We've seen a huge growth of the sport in terms of popularity. The World Cup always seems to be breaking viewership records on the men's and women's side.
Yes.
But the thing is, you know, it's so hard to, even though it's this sport that's long had like a foothold in other countries around the world, it's in our country, you know, American football and basketball and baseball and hockey, and there's a lot of sports that already have their designated seasons. You know, we kind of, the sports calendar, we refer to it by, you know, we know it by heart. And it's hard. It's a little harder for soccer to develop the interest on a week-to-week basis that you get when the spectacle is, you know, either this worldwide competition in the World Cup or, you know, even some of the secondary tournaments like the Olympics, for example, is going to be very popular for women's soccer next summer again, I'm sure. And the U.S. men's team will be taking part in the Gold Cup, which is basically the Continental Championship this month. So, yeah, I mean, those tournaments obviously get a lot of attention and none more so than the World Cup. But in terms of the week to week and in terms of building leagues in this country, you know, there's still having the World Cup be successful doesn't hurt, but it's still searching for its niche in that regard.
Yeah, the MLS, as an example, did lose $100 million last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people don't, I think, realize that even though they have a new multi-tiered TV package that's worth $90 million, they still lost $100 million last year. I mean, that's the issue that you have right now with the sport in this country.
Yeah. Like, you know, there's certainly plenty of people out there that are very critical of the way MLS is being run. You know, there are certain things. The franchises are expanding, so I guess, you know, part of the reason they're spending more money to expand, which is a good thing. But, you know, you have a lot of the biggest names are older players who come over here after they're already done, and that doesn't really – you know, it's still a kind of a joy to see, you know, the David Beckhams and the David Villas and the Kakas and those guys in, you know, American League shirts. But at the same time, you know, you want to build a brand that kind of attracts people like that in their prime, in addition to giving some of the U.S.-born and U.S.-raised players a chance to shine.
Obviously, in what you do, you have to cover what FIFA does. And it was another milestone mark today. do you have a grasp yet, Joey, on the depth of this scandal?
On which scandal? The bribery and all that?
Yes.
The corruption?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty deep. You know, the thing about the scandal that we just saw is that FIFA is almost a perfectly self-sustaining scandal here, and in terms of, you know, when you give every country a vote in certain matters, instead of saying, you know, the United States or Germany, one of the more populous nations in the world, gets a certain level of votes that, you know, let's say, with all due respect to Andorra and Macedonia and countries like that, they don't because of the populations, you know.
Right.
Well, okay, let's say that FIFA and Sepp Blatter, formerly, obviously now, would go to those smaller countries and they'd say, here's a couple $100,000 for soccer and development and things like that. You can build field and kind of develop your programs and things like that. And that money, obviously, it's no small chunk of change, but it wouldn't go as far in a country like the United States where there's so many people and so much to take care of. But in one of those smaller countries, obviously, it goes a long way. It does a great lot of good for them in that regard. So it's not entirely unaltruistic, but then, you know, you turn around and you say, well, what do you get in exchange for that money? You get the vote of the Sepp Blatters, the people that you know want to remain in power. And so it's almost like you have to hand it to FIFA in this regard. It's almost perfectly self-sustaining corruption. And with Blatter's ouster, and some of the reports that have come out, that excellent Outside the Lines report ESPN did, hopefully you start to root it out, because, you know, I don't think any of us want to believe that every single person affiliated with the organization is corrupt, but it definitely seems to have very deep roots, and uprooting that piece by piece, not all at once, is going to be a long process. You know, it's still going to be kind of a corrupt organization, but, you know, this is a good start in that regard.
Blatter ran this for a long time, or was the head of this for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and now he's putting out confusing, you know, I don't know, I'm still in charge and so forth.
Yeah.
I mean, what do people know about him? I mean, what, you follow this all the time, what do you know about him, even though he's run this for decades?
You know, it's funny. He gets a lot of comparisons to like a James Bond villain sitting up in his, you know, his sinister office or whatever, his sinister home base lair and his big chair. And that's kind of not entirely, you know, it's actually pretty apropos, because, you know, he purposefully doesn't want people to know that much about him personally. You know, some details have been called. He's Swiss. You know, he grew up in Switzerland. He's been with FIFA for a long time. He's only been the president, I believe, since 1998. You know, and he, every time he appears, every time he speaks, every time he puts something out there that for public consumption and public record, it's very finely manipulated. You know, it's almost always a public interview where, you know, if it's not open to questions or anything like that. If anyone approaches him with a question, he doesn't answer it. You know, people will whisk you away. You know, you're really not allowed access to him. So for him to be able to, you know, get, you know, stepped down after this scandal, but then also say, well, no, actually, maybe I'm coming back. He always operates, if for as much as he's on TV, for as much as you see him, like, he always kind of operates under this veil of and then shroud of secrecy. So you don't really know personally, you know, you don't know him as a man. You don't know what he's actually doing, you know, behind that curtain. And, you know, it's kind of sinister. And it's I wish we knew more, because then it'd be easier to, you know, go on this campaign to get him out of there and get him away from the game for good. But the way he set things up and the way the organization has kind of capitulated in a lot of regards kind of makes that difficult.
And as an organization, they have $4 billion in the bank.
Yeah.
$4 billion.
I know. A nonprofit supposedly has that much money.
Yeah. I mean, they have more money than Greece. Well, actually, you and I have more money than Greece. All right. But, oh, well. Joey, thanks so much. Always entertaining, always informative. We appreciate the time very, very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Joey Gallino, Yahoo Sports, who is one of the writers on United States soccer. Great to have him on board talking about yesterday's stirring United States win over Japan 5-2 to win the World Cup, the United States' first World Cup women's title since 1999. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6's new improved website lets you book a room and save more for what you travel for faster than ever. Even faster than you can find your keys, which you swore were right on the little hooky thing by the garage door where they always are, and we can land a robot on a comet, but we can't keep keys from disappearing. Oh, here they are. Left them in my jacket. Don't you hate that? I'm Tom Baudet for the new improved Motel6.com, and we'll leave the light on for you.
The store is open. Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation brings you Half Price Susquehanna Valley, where you can buy a certificate for half the cost of its value.
Take a trip to Italy at La Primavera Italian Ristorante on Route 45 in Lewisburg for fine Italian cuisine. Their banquet room is great for up to 160 guests, and they host many outdoor events. This Wednesday at 9 a.m., get your $25 La Primavera gift certificate for $12.50.
Get shopping and save this week at Half Price Susquehanna Valley, only from
WKOK.com.
It's the Dan Patrick Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Talking to Mitch Kupchak, Laker GM. Okay, so Larry Nance Jr. let a tweet. Gee, I sure hope Kobe keeps his hands to himself in Denver this time. #rapist. After you found out, what did you do?
I had a conversation along with our public relations director with Larry Nance Jr., and he was incredibly apologetic.
The Dan Patrick Show, weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app.
Hi, I'm Stu Schroeder with the Friends of Shikellamy State Park, and I would like to personally invite you to our next event at the marina. On Thursday, July 23rd, from 7 to 8 p.m., we will have a drum circle at the Point in the marina, featuring drum master Stu Schroeder. So come join me at the Point for some self-healing rhythms by the river. We have a full schedule of events planned this summer, so come join us. For more information, go to friendsofshikellamystatepark.org.
Great to have you with us on this Monday as we roll through. And, yeah, it's a great day here. I hope you enjoyed talking a little bit about women's soccer after the United States won the championship yesterday, which was I thought it was great. I think that when you look at the sport, the growth, there are 2 million girls playing soccer right now. 2 million. You're saying, okay, now those who love the sport will tell you, oh, now see how this is going to translate into the sport moving forward as a national entity and so forth. I think time has told us no. There'll be some growth of that. There is a women's professional league now, which is great. I think that's tremendous. Where it's going to go, I don't know. But when it comes to us wanting to watch the women play soccer for the United States, we'll watch the Olympics. When it comes to watching the United States play in the World Cup, we'll watch. The ratings show that. And I think that's the way it is. You know, and for example, if you're a Bucknell soccer fan, you'll go watch Bucknell. If you're a Penn State soccer fan, you'll go watch Bucknell. I would watch Penn State. I mean, there are two Penn Staters on the U.S. team, including Alec Krieger, who played extensively. And in fact, I don't think she missed a minute in the tournament. Now, Alyssa's problem is that she was the backup to Hope Solo. They weren't taking her out, so that's why Alyssa didn't get a chance to play. But that's where it'll be. For example, if you are a Penn State football fan, you could call the show right now, and you'd be able to talk to me right away about Ohio State and their quarterback situation. You could talk about all three guys, Cardale Jones, JT Barrett, and Braxton Miller. Like that. Hey, you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan? You could talk to me all day about the Dallas Cowboys because you know them inside and out. You talk about the World Cup? You can't name a player on Japan. It's all right, because you're a U.S. women's soccer fan. Julie Johnson, Carly Lloyd, Alex Morgan, Allie Krieger, Abby Wambach. You can name Hope Solo. You can name players left and right. That's fine. I know I enjoyed it. Kevin vacationing in the south of France.
Yours station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes.